Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. Today, we'll be hearing all about a production by City Stage called Brooklyn the Musical. The director, Anthony David Lawson, is here, and joining him is Olivia James and Laresha Burnett, who are both in Brooklyn. So first of all, thank you all for coming today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start out with Anthony. Tell us about the show. The story.
The story. All right. Well, actually, it's two stories. It's a story within a story. The principal basis of it is that there's six street singers who are performing a little sidewalk fairy tale on the streets of Brooklyn. And it has a lot of themes dealing with the homeless and loss and love. And at its core, it really is a fairy tale. You see this girl who's longing for something, pretty much has everything in other people's eyes, but really just wants the love of one person. And so that's it in a nutshell.
So they're street performers, but they're not street people. They're not homeless folks living on the street?
That's left up for interpretation. At least one of them definitely is homeless. The rest of them, you kind of figure out with their characterizations whether or not they're just artistic people who like performing on the streets, or if maybe they don't have a place to sleep, so might as well be out performing.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's just six characters in the show. Do they stay, do the actors stay the same characters throughout?
No, everybody plays in multiple roles and does multiple things. You know, everyone's moving set pieces around and...
Let's talk with Olivia James, who is in the show. She played Nettie in The Color Purple. She was also in Spamalot. And with her is Laresha Burnett, who is new to Wilmington. She's a graduate of New York University's Tisch School of Theater. And I want you both to tell us about your roles. Tell us about your character.
Well, I play Paradise, as well as a street singer. And Paradise is sort of your archetypal Wicked Witch of the story. She is the reigning diva in Brooklyn, and as soon as she smells that there's other competition, she goes to great lengths to make sure that Brooklyn doesn't exactly get what she wants.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Olivia?
Well, Brooklyn as a character, when you think about the fairy tale essence of the show, she would be your fairy tale princess.
Brooklyn is the name of the character?
Yes.
Aha!
So... the story is centered around the things that she's searching for. She spends the entire show searching for something. And she runs into Paradise in fascinating fashion and kind of gets caught up in a conflict that she wasn't looking for, all in a hope to find what she's actually looking for. She's the doe-eyed, sweet-smiled, you know, little girl at the beginning. And she learns some things through the show. And it makes her a better person, I believe.
So your character's name, Olivia, is Brooklyn, but it's also set
in
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What's that all about? Any idea there, Anthony?
That's a show within a show.
Oh.
So why not use the same name? I mean, it definitely explains it in the show why she's named Brooklyn.
Right.
It's set up at the very beginning that she's named for the town. It's hard to describe. It's so it's just fun to watch.
Is this set in present day?
Slightly. There is no set time.
The fairy tale,
But there are references to certain events that you have to set it in a time frame. So the way that I've been approaching it is that it's right around the mid-90s.
All right. Let's talk about the music. I understand from the musical director, Chiaki Ito, that the songs are quite beautiful. Talk a little bit about the songs, if it's just sung dialogue or if there's set pieces, and just talk about the music a little bit.
It's a mixture of those things. This is one of those shows that is chock full of showstoppers. There's no moment where you're just listening to a song and it's because it's a musical and there's an actor singing. Each one of these songs means something very specific to the show, and each one of them will have you leaning back out of your seat because you can't believe what just happened. There are some beautiful ballads, really sweet and meaningful things. And then there are some numbers that are just larger than life. This show it's one of those that you leave with, like, trying to figure out what happened to your ears. Why?
The stakes are definitely set very high. Yeah. Every motivation out of dialogue is, I can't say what I mean to say, so I'm going to sing it for you. And the band does an incredible job of setting that tone and setting that tempo and that groove. And you feel the different eras of music that are pulled out of each style.
Oh, so there are different styles, different genres, different eras of music that are represented.
Yeah, I mean, you've got funk, you've got gospel Sam Cooke style songs. You've got the traditional pop ballads. They did a really good job of incorporating that and giving each character a genre to play with.
That must be fun for you as singers.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
It's definitely a beast of a show to sing.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voices of LaRaisha Burnett and Olivia James, who are in the show Brooklyn, the musical. Also, we've been hearing from Anthony David Lawson, who was directing this show. Been talking about the beauty of the music and the many different styles that come up. Let's talk a little bit about the rest of the cast, because there are six folks on stage at various times, and there's the two of you, and who else is in the show?
Tracy Byrd is playing the street singer. He is the narrator of sorts in the show. Amy Smith is playing Faith, who is Brooklyn's mother. Eric Mosh, he is our...
Sister.
He's your
sister at all. He That's does a great job of sister. Really helping us move and transform the set. So he kind of fills in all those other roles and characters, announcers and reporter and all that.
I mean,
that stuff.
I don't care if I should be saying this or not, but we actually created that role for him.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be five people, but just we wanted to, I mean, he's got such a beautiful voice that it like just made the sound, it rounded out the sound. Mm-hmm. So we carved out a role for Eric to play.
Excellent.
And then we also have Brendan Carter. Yeah, who's playing Taylor Collins, and he's just...
His
got some awesome, gritty moments in the show,
goodness.
For sure.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about the setting for it. The set, if there's a soundscape at all that evokes the city, it evokes Brooklyn, and give us a little hint about that.
Okay. The set itself is static. It's just one street corner, and that's all it is. So, you know, you stay in one place, no other sets move in. However, there are about 2 million props.
Oh, and at city stage, that's always interesting, because where the heck do you put them off stage?
They're on stage. No, they're on stage.
Because
since this may be, I mean, you're dealing with homeless, you're dealing with people who don't have a lot of money, so they have to find these things and make them into the props that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing a lot of trash reappropriated to be different things. And one set, one prop usually serves about three purposes.
Oh, I love that. And I understand the costumes are extremely creative.
If you can dream up what trash couture would look like, that's exactly where we are. The things that Isabel, our costume designer, has used to create these pieces, it's one of those things where we're still discovering little things the costumes where we're like, is that a... Oh, and is there a thing on the... So
it's like the best of Homeless Project Runway. It's amazing
what
she does with trash bags.
I have to say, you know, I think she just kind of kept herself in mind when she designed these things. Because if something breaks, you don't need to call her in. You just get a roll of duct tape.
Yeah.
If that gives you an idea.
That's
you
great.
Know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, oh, if that's going to break... Tape it.
That
it's kind cool.
of sounds like how we keep the radio station together. Duct tape, chewing gum. So Isabel Zermani is your costumer, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Is there a soundscape? Are there city noises, or is it pretty much just the characters?
I mean, there's not really, there's so much going on with the music that you don't want to miss any of it. There's a couple of sound effects in the entire show, because you just don't want to detract from it. I mean, you hear this music, and it's insane.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
That's great. Yeah. Is there a place people can hear a little bit of the music as a sample? I think, isn't there a Facebook page for
City
Stage?
There's one on citystagenc.com. Mm-hmm. There's a little snippet of the opening number, which filmed on the fly still sounds amazing.
Mm.
So that's the main place that I know of that you can see a snippet of this cast doing.
Great.
It.
That's also where you can get tickets. The show opens tonight, and it runs through Sunday, each show at 8 o'clock, plus two more weekends, Friday through Sunday, also at 8 o'clock, all of those performances. You can go to citystagenc.com, hear a little bit of the show, get your tickets there, or you can call 910-264-2602. Again, 264-2602 or citystagenc.com. The show is called Brooklyn, the Musical, and you've been hearing from Anthony David Lawson, who was directing, and Olivia James and LaRaisha Burnett, who are in the show. I want to thank you all for coming in today. The show sounds gorgeous and, as you said, almost overwhelming in the intensity and the beauty of it.
Thank you so much
for having
us.
Thank you.
You bet. This is WHQR.